Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Dredge, you ready?
Holla at me, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dark Side. It's the
yeah, man.
What do I see? See a bad little chick and she eyeballing me. I said, what's your name? She said, Denise. Hey, girl, what you mean? Say, ain't with me. Quarter past three, she leaving with me. Nah, back to my crib, we gon' hit the sheets. I believe what you said, that you give good head and you like getting dick. More than you like getting licked. Get it, got it, good. Okay, now that's understood. Turn around, baby, throw it back on the wood. But let me make you feel like a real nigga should. One night stand, we can play that game. It's round three, now it's time for a change. Turn around, baby, let me beat it out the frame. Okay, hey, let me beat it out the frame. Levi.
Like a puzzle, like I'm blinded by a drama, checking me from right across. Feeling like I'm saying this nigga, check our legs. Try to make my way through so we can chat a little bit. Tell me what's your name. I know I gotta watch it cause I see you up for game. I'm trying to find some words that I can empty on your brain. So put me on your mind. But at the same time, I don't wanna be out of line. I know you feel your book cause I saw you checking me out. You never been to club and you wonder what that's about. I saw you way back, like you have something to say. But I'm up a VIP, you gotta meet me halfway. Meet me at the staircase, right next to the floor. I'm right outside the door so we can chat a little more. So mama, what it do? If you down to meet me, the baby girl, that be the
so like my man Cook said, call your friend, and I call my friend, then we can be friends, we can do this every weekend, keep acting like that girl, we can do this right now.
I'm saying last week was some bullshit. So we back, you feel me? New, uncut, uncensored. The shit goes down every week on my show. What's good Wednesday? You feel me? This is how we do it on the West Coast. We got a special guest this week by the name of Levi Says. He's sexy, y'all, you know? Y'all gotta check him out. Fly as fuck. And the hot topic is what time are you on? Like, what's your turn on and what's your turn off? Like, what's really annoying to you that just gets in your nerves, you just can't stand it? And then what really makes you get, like, really, really hot, fucking wet? I need to know. Y'all call in and let me know that. 661-621-7559. Or if you're shy and you don't want to talk, then you can just listen in at www.bangoutradio.com and do what it do. You feel me? You don't want to press 1 anyways when you call in. You don't want to have to say something. Nobody just listens to the show. So, that being said, I'm sure I play some music. You know, we play the hottest music from around the whole world. What y'all want to do? Listen to some R&B, listen to some rap. What you want to listen to, some R&B, some rap? I think I'm going to go with what I want to listen to. And I think right now I'm feeling Nashadi. I just love Nashadi. Nashadi is the shit. She's formerly known as Gina Lee. We all formerly known as shit. Look what Princeton started. But Nashadi, she formerly known as Gina Lee. She got this hot album on called Naked. So I want y'all to check out this song. Her first single she released actually about a month ago, right before the album. Check this one out. This is called Find You. I want to find you. Y'all listen to this. It's cute. So beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's cold out here. Need to find some heat. It's cold out here. But I just need to be found out here. Where's the light in the candle to lead me out my darkness tonight? It's rough out here. So effing rough, I want to disappear. No longer held by your fear. To a far away place where nobody knows. Oh.
think we're going to hit one more song before I put my special guest on. And I'm going to just surprise y'all with a little something. Okay, I thought I was about to surprise y'all with a little something. Hold on. I only got like 3 minutes. I'm going to play. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to surprise y'all with something. Where is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know you. I'm just playing. I'm dumb. You heard me talk about, I don't know you. Well, we finna amp it up real quick. We're like one of these young songs, Stunner Shade. There you go.
Well, don't take them off, girl.
Keep them on.
Well, don't take them off, girl.
Keep them on.
And if you take them off, then that bitch back home. And if you take them off, then that bitch back home.
We gon' send her ass 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 home.
'Cause a face like that only good for some dome.
A face like that only good for some dome.
Ain't but a body like that make a nigga wanna bone.
A body like that make a nigga wanna bone. A body like that make a nigga wanna bone. A body like that.
That's right, that's cool.
Use a butterhead, mama, it's true.
It's true.
That's right, that's right,
that's cool.
Use a butterhead, mama, it's true. You only look good with your sunshades on.
Real good with your sun and shades on. I know that song probably was written for me because I walk around here with my sun and shades on all day, all night. I just stopped sleeping in them recently because you break them when you sleep in your stunning shades. But when you a boss, though, you can just go get some more, you know. So how y'all feeling out there in radio land? Hope y'all feeling good because I'm feeling good. I'm on the radio. I'm healthy. I'm alive. So hope y'all healthy. Hope y'all alive. Hope y'all not listening, you know what I'm saying, in while you're not healthy and alive. Then, of course, that means you'd be dead and couldn't listen. Hey, y'all know I'm dumb as hell. All outdoors. Stupid as a motherfucker. So y'all want to make a song request, you can press 1 and tell me what you want to hear. We're going to play it. As long as it's on the switchboard, we got you. You feel me? So while I get prepared to chop it up with my guests, y'all going to have to listen to some more music because that's what this is, Bang Out Radio. Radio plays music. We talk. We do all that. So why don't y'all check this out one more time? Matter of fact, I don't think y'all ever heard this one. This is by me. I don't play my music often, so when I do, listen to it. It's called Your Love Is My Love by Marley B, produced by Team R&B Production.
Music.com. email Beats at teamrmbmusic.com.
That was crazy. Get your beat to teamrmb.com. But real talk though, how y'all doing tonight? Y'all ready to get it in? Press one. You wanna chop it up with me? Or just don't press nothing. Just listen in. Either way, show must go on. We're gonna keep this shit rolling. So, since nobody else wants to say what their turn ons are or turn offs, I guess I'm just gonna start it off with mine. Now, I have about 200 turn-offs, so let's go through the shorter list of turn-ons. Like, let me think, what's a turn-on? Haven't been turned on in so long. No, I'm just playing. I don't know. Turn-ons of mine is honesty, ambition. I don't know, like, charming person. All of these things are considered turn-ons. Yeah, you could be attractive, you could be sexy, you know, cute, but other things come in much more handy than just somebody's looks, you know. So, we have a caller. I'm waiting for our guest to do his thing. Caller 2099. Calling 2099, what's good?
Good, what's good,
Miles
B?
What's good? Who am I talking to right now?
I guess you lost track of all your fans since you couldn't get on last week.
No,
last
supposed
week.
To be pissed. I don't know. The same thing. Look. Who, hi, who?
This is one and only MKD.
What's good, MKD?
Good, good. I'm glad, man, you back on, man. I felt like somebody took a drug away from me. Like going through all the shows and then listening and staying on task with just listening, tuning in and shit. It's like, damn, what the heck that happened? But I'm glad you back on. I'm glad you got a hot topic. You know, all these ladies, they should be just calling in to let these guys know what's a turn on, what's a turn off, because we do need to learn.
I feel you on that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so like you were saying, you saying your turn on was honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, who really likes to date a liar or an idiot? That's clearly not on my
So true. You're so right. It's always, I always tell people, it's always like, not. It's always mental, 90% mental and 10% physical. Like, you have to connect with a person before, you know, you get ready to lay down with a person. Like, I can't see how people do it, but they do it.
I feel you, like, real shit. But that's a big percentage for
It's a big percentage, but your mind interacts with your body. Now, if your mind is not in tune with your body, you know, you might get down to lay down and do it, but you might not reach that full potential that you want to always warn about, or you never know. Because I've met people that have sex, but a lot of women never had that orgasm. And they wonder why, because their mind is not in tune with their body. Usually, you know, women, you have to, me, personally, like, you have to mentally fuck them before
right.
physically.
Well, gee, that's deep.
And so, go ahead, I'm listening, go ahead.
But, I don't know, I don't be thinking about any of that.
Go ahead, but what? If I'm wrong, let me know.
For each his own, you got different opinions of different stuff. You feel me? Me,
uh-huh.
I'm not really a lovey-dovey person. Like,
you don't have to be a lovey-dovey type, though. You don't.
Nah, but I'm not even a touchy-feely person. Like, I don't even like people touching me. But one particular person, that's why when I get in relationships, I'll be with one particular person because I like that person to be touchy-feely with me and all that. And then we already mentally fucking. Like, that's... I don't date nobody that I can't mentally fuck with. So that's just me. You know what I'm saying? My physical appearance is something that... Really? But my physical appearance is, like, not something that I control, my look. So I try to leave them as last. Like, I'm not even worried about that, you know? My main thing is worried about the inside, you know? Like, sexually comes second. So emotional comes one, and then sexual, and then the rest of that is neither here nor there, you know? Hey, but my guest has finally arrived. And
that's what's up.
I'm about to let him on because he got a lot to say that I want to hear. So, y'all be happy we got Levi set right now. What it do, baby?
What's that?
63.
What's that?
What's good with it?
What's good?
That's your boy MKD. MKD, that's Levi's dad right there.
Hey, Levi. How you feeling, boss man?
Feeling wonderful.
That's what's up.
So, since we on the turn on the turn off, I need to know, Levi says, what yours are because... No, that is the topic today, and you are the teacher, so I think we should get all the information out of you.
Let me see. My turn-ons, I mean, I ain't really tripping on looks. You know, you just got to have a beautiful mind. You got to be confident with your swag. You know what I mean? My turn-off is just... Damn, it's a lot that turns me off by the female.
Right, that's what I said.
Just know how to carry yourself. If a woman know how to carry herself, then hey, that's a turn on for me. But I mean, if you just blah about the situation, you just blah about yourself, you can really care less. You don't go get your hair did or nothing like that. Then hey, don't even come approach this boy right here, cause I ain't finna talk to you, so.
It's a turn off when people don't groom themselves. That's wrong. I'm gonna play one of your songs. One of my favorite songs in the whole world is When It Rains It Pours. So I think play that before we play the premiere. You wanna do that?
Yeah. I don't think they're ready for that premiere though.
I wasn't ready for it when I heard it.
Fighting and losing battles, backs against the wild, but it's still steady swinging, searching his life, trying to find some kind. money, but he's still trying to feed.
Ain't got no money for the rent and I'm struggling.
For me, you know, I just signed with Miss Bianca, you know, Life and Time, you know, digital distribution through Interscope, you know what it is. Let me see, I'm dropping two albums next year. Of course, New Identity, When It Rains and Pours will be featured on that, and then I'm bringing back R&B with Faded Pictures, dropping in December. Then probably towards mid-December, I'm probably going to start shooting my movie. So that's pretty much.
Tell them more about your movie, because I know a lot of people, you know, like, how is he doing all of this? What is he doing? Tell them, like, more about the movie and what it's
All right. Well, my cousin, Jason Hightower, He did a little bit of producing for Denzel Washington's movie American Gangster. So he knew I acted, you know, way back in the gap. So he was like, "Yo, cuz, I got this script I'm writing, and I want you to star in it." I was like, "All right, what is it?" Basically, the movie is called Three. You know, it's about three different dudes that run three different sides of town. You know, they all beefing, but at the end of the, you know, towards the end of the movie, two out of the three dudes realize that I know you from somewhere, and it finds out that one of the dudes is his long lost brother.
Oh, that's
history.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hot storyline.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait to see that. And you wanted to do? You starring in it?
Yeah, I'm the main dude.
Yeah, you the main dude. I can't wait to see that. What was I gonna say? So as far as Life Entertainment, shout out to Bianca, you know. Love you, dude. What made you decide to work with her, you know? A lot of my artists that had on my show, you know, work with Bianca and have gone on to do bigger and better things. So for the artists out there that are trying to decide, what would be a good career move right now, can you please tell them Life Entertainment is a good career move? Bianca is a good
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. If y'all trying to get on, y'all might as well go with life. You know what I'm saying? Cause I got this saying, the throne is for the taking. So watch me take it. And I'm finna take it.
That's right. Y'all heard him. He said he's finna take it. So y'all better hold on because competition around. Y'all better make sure y'all hold on to y'all throne because
that's gonna be kinda hard holding on. Shoot. If a storm come through, you gonna be blown right away.
And I know we had our first interview in August before, but I want them to have a little bit more knowledge on the birth of Levi Chef. So tell my listeners where you hail from and pretty much how you got your start in music.
Oh, well, I hail from none other than Screwston, Texas, aka Houston, Texas, land of the screw. I started singing when I was about four. Then, you know, I got with my homeboy Jacoby, and then we just clicked up like that, and we just been making moves ever since. Summer '09, I got my first big break when I opened up for Grand Hustle. You know, shouts out to T.I. You know, so.
I remember that was in 2009.
Yeah, I hit the ground running and I ain't stopped.
Yeah, that's right. So, don't y'all try to go move to Houston to take the crown. It's not going down. Clearly. So, what you like to do in your spare time? Because we know that you do music, you act, you sing, you rap, you write, you produce. You know what I'm saying? What does Levi when he
that
turns
is
down?
My spare time.
That is. That's it.
If I'm not with my family, other than that is my spare time.
Well, I heard that. Some people they spare time be on some other shit. But that's probably why you be holding down the crown because you don't never you don't never leave it.
Nah.
We got some more tracks to get into. You were a hell of an artist, though. I could give you that.
Appreciate it.
I want to hear Play Fight.
Yeah, Play Fight's one hell of a track.
I like that song, too. Y'all know nothing about this. Y'all got to listen in order. And listen hard, because Play Fight, yeah. I think I could play this song out real well. Check it out.
This is the remix. Remix.
Smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When we play it by the makeup sense is the best we ever had, girl. When we play it by the way, you're throwing all the pictures at me, throwing all the pictures at me, yeah.
Yeah, I kinda like it. I can tell when you're mad, cause your bottom lip be biting. But when I kiss your neck, that's when you start to get excited. Play fighting is our foreplay, but makeup sex all day. Mad is how you stay when we're clashing in the sheets. Your moaning is the melody, the bed is the beat. You hit me with a pillow as you roll off of me. Now you're laying there trying to play like you sleep. Danny, stop. Cause every time you're mad, it's just high as on me.
When you play it by, I like to see you smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When we play it by, the makeup sense is the best we ever had, girl. When we play it by, got you throwing all the dishes at me, throwing all the pictures at me, yeah.
Please, fuck it, take the rest of night. I just can't get the rest of you, but just be mad around my tips, please. long you're gone, I call myself missing.
When we get by, get by, I like to see you smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When we get by, the makeup sense is the best we ever had, girl. When we get by, got you throwing all the dishes at me, throwing all the pictures at me, yeah.
With your eyes, especially when you're mad. You make me wanna take you in the bedroom and handle it. Kiss you on the neck and move down to your belly button. Lay you down on the bed so I can taste a little something. You know my favorite number, bae, inside of 69. When I look from head to toe, it's like you about to lose your mind. You're moaning now, huh? Mama love our daddy too. Screaming while the man in me is going deep inside of you. From the front to the back to the floor, we sweating up the streets. You ain't thinking about being mad, you just trying to go to sleep. Girl, I love it when we play this little game. We make the neighbors know our name.
Our name.
Our name.
I like to see you smile, but I love it when you're mad, girl. When we play by, the makeup sense is the best we ever had, girl. When we play by, got you throwing all the dishes at me, throwing all the pictures at me, yeah.
Well, damn. What y'all know about play fighting? Is that a turn on or a turn off? I'm just what?
Hey, old girl, I like the concept of the song, but old girl sounded a little bit off. She kind of hurt my ears. But other than that, everything was cool.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, personally, cool. I like the song. I could dig it.
Of course you can, so. Marley G.
I could dig it. I dig everybody music. You know?
No, it was just the old girl was just a little bit off. But other than that, everything was cool. It seemed like she was too high pitched. She was a little off. I'm just trying to be honest, but the song was cool. The song was catchy. It had a good
this is
song.
Not
for
American
it.
Idol.
I know.
Didn't nobody ask you to be Simon, Randolph, or none of them.
But it was a good
song. I like
song.
The song, but nigga, yeah,
it
that's what
good.
I want to know about the song. Thank
it
you.
It was good.
Not her. Because let me have an offbeat on my song. I wish the hell you would have told me. Nah, I'm good. That's what happened to the other homie the other day. He got mad because somebody told him he was off on the song. For real.
I'm just going to be honest. That shit was gone. I was bobbing over here. I was like, okay, yeah, what's up? And then she just started screaming in my ear. I was like, damn. Oh, I got a headache.
Turn that down. Patti LaBelle be screaming too now. So, back to the subject, though. So, is play fighting, talking to the guests, is play fighting like a turn-on of yours? I'm just wondering. No one. Hello?
Levi?
What's up?
You there? You didn't even answer my question.
What? I mean, yeah, it is.
Oh, you knew the question was.
It is. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made a song about it.
Nah, because that could have been a turn off, but not the way you were singing it. It seems like it was a turn on.
Yeah, it is.
So the concept behind that is makeup sex is the best.
Yeah.
That's real cool. Well, that might be one of my turn-ons, too. I don't know, personally.
Hey, Levi's, you've been a game for so long. How many mixtapes and albums have you got this sitting and ready for everybody just come to tune in to you and get on your website and to download your music? Or how can we get a hold of your music so, you know, we can start playing your music more in the cars, you know, put it on an iPod, you know, jam it to yourself.
I don't have mixtapes. I don't
I personally don't do mixtapes.
Okay.
I got
my
last album is on iTunes. The Killer Kev, The Birth of a New Breed.
Okay.
It's on iTunes, Amazon, Napster, eMusic. You know, you can look me up on YouTube under both names, Killer Kev and Levi Kev. Reverb Nation. You know, that's all you really got to do is just you know.
Yep,
Everybody want to know where I'm at. Just go ahead and hit that Google button. You know what I mean, you'll find.
Okay.
Them.
Yeah. You got to just navigate. You know, navigate through the web. You'll find them. That's what I did. I mean, not that I was just navigating through the web. So I could just find them. But.
You need some water? I'm good up here. I got my Coca-Cola.
Stop making me laugh, y'all, for real. So
okay, I'll stop. I'll be quiet.
I know that was not my guest talking about they gonna be quiet. That better be BMKD Big Mouth Ass.
Yeah, that's me. I said I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. BMKD be quiet now.
Yeah, you know I'm talking to your ass up here. In
yeah, you, I know.
So I get you to where you look. I got this. I hold it down, down, down.
Yes, boss.
So, all right. Next question is. Who would you like to feature with next?
You.
Me?
Yep.
You want to feature with me? Why?
Anyway, don't ask stupid questions.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question. So, what type of song would you like to do?
I ain't tripping.
Don't matter? It's just collab on whatever.
I does
that's
whatever.
We're definitely going to do that, so you got that. Now, NKD, while you over there being quiet?
Yep. Yes, Ms. B.
This is not class.
Come on.
And I'm not Ms. B.
It's Marley B. I'm sorry.
There you go. The whole name got to be said, Ms. Marley B, because I can't just be Ms. B. That sounds too gangster. And I'm not a gangster.
Well, you did who bang on me just a second ago, did you?
Who banging is different from being a gangster. When you from Englewood, you can who bang all you want to, but I'm not a gangster, though. I'm a lady.
Okay.
Y'all know that. I'm classy as it gets. I just cuss a lot. But, oh, well. Fuck it. I'm bad. My mama listening right now. I'll be trying not to say so many bad words when she be on, but she be laughing. She think it's so funny when I be cussing. So, you know what I'm about to do? I'm going to let y'all say hi to my mama because she's been sitting here waiting for 15 minutes listening to MKD Big Mouth. You know what I'm saying? Listening to Chester Cool over here being all quiet and shit. Mr. Levi says... Well, caller 0708. You already know you're on live with me. So, hello.
What's good, everybody? It's Yo-Yo. What's good, Levi?
What's good, what's good? We got Yo-Yo back in the building.
I remember Yo-Yo. What's good, girl? It's been a minute.
What's up?
Like
yeah,
on the
I missed
phone.
The last
good,
one. I was busy.
Girl, you know, after you was on my show, everybody was calling me like, Yo-Yo was on. I'm like, no. I want to be like, yeah, but then I'm like, no. Yeah, her name, Yo-Yo, clearly, yes. And like, was she from out here? She from the West Coast? She from, like, no, she not even, man, y'all retarded. Yo-Yo is like 75 years old. That ain't the rapper Yo-Yo. It's a new Yo-Yo in the building. You feel me?
Well, my name is really Yo-Yo. It's really Yoshi, but Levi calls me Yo-Yo. so.
Yeah, that's cuter. My name was something else. I'm not going to tell y'all. My name was something else. It was long and all churchy sounding. So, hey, I cut it down to Marley B. Yeah, no, Marley, well, it wasn't churchy sounding. It sounded like a white girl name, but Marley is better, you know?
I understand. To the
now everybody,
possibly.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm related to Bob Marley now. Like, clearly it's my first name. No, they be asking me, like, for real, you know? No, I know.
That's stupid.
Yes. Yes, I know him. I was born the year that he died, but I know him. Right. Seriously? No. Like, do y'all even know Bob Marley? Do you think I could even... No. But shout out to Bob Marley, though. One of the hardest artists ever hit the scene. One of the best peacemakers and humanitarians you ever know. And he smoked weed and did all this. Oh, you got to give it up. Give it up to Bob Marley.
Well, you know he got a lot of babies around there, across the world. You know he got nothing but babies.
Yeah, I got like three of his kids as my friends on Facebook. Don't play. I know. I might not be a Marley, but I'm in with the Marley movement all day. So, Yo-Yo, what you got going on over there?
Nothing, just take care of these kids, living life, that's it.
Right, can't do nothing but it. Feel me?
I don't have no musical talents, nothing like that.
Aw, but you could tell when you hear good music.
Of course. I'm
that's
an R&B
talent
head.
Right there. Some people don't know when they hear good music.
Go ahead and say my name. You know you want to.
After
the question of the day, lady.
You just put yourself on blast. How you going to do that to yourself? You're going to do that to yourself. Just shoot you, huh? So, long as you can tell when you hear good music, that's even a talent. Because some people, you know, they don't recognize no good music. Or some people make music that's terrible, and they don't know that it is. And you want to tell them, but you can't because you feel like they're not going to be your friend no more. Marley B doesn't give a fuck about none of that.
I swear, ironically, I was just saying that because I was watching that stupid-ass show. What's that called? The X Factor. And it's people on there, like, on national television just
stupid.
Embarrassing themselves. And I'm like, where are your friends and family at? Seriously. Where are they?
I swear to God. Now, see, that's a turnoff right there. That's a turnoff. Why are you on stage clearly singing some bullshit? What are you thinking? Did you record yourself and watch yourself one time at least in your life? Before you got up there and did that? No. Nobody told you you sound like this. Nobody warned you, nothing. You just got on. How did you make it this far to get up there? Without nobody warning you, like, I don't think this is the best idea. You might want to keep working at McDonald's. You have skills. But
you might tell people they whack and they like, nah, I ain't whack and continue to do what they do. And they make it up on shows like that, you know.
That's true. And then somebody like you or Simon be like, we wasn't feeling that. That was whack.
If you getting booed off the stage doing karaoke, your ass is not needed to be on American anything, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm quite sure these
karaoke
tried to be stars going to somebody's
y'all
karaoke
niggas on this motherfucker cutting up, boy. Y'all cutting up.
Oh, me and Yo-Yo, we just talking shit about people.
Yeah, man.
Listen, let me... Never mind. I'm going in for days with the joke.
Hey,
but you don't have to worry, though, Levi. You're not in that category. You know, we're around there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right, you way over there.
Nah, but you know what?
You got some good music. You on point.
You know what? You think we should go ahead and hit him with that world premiere?
I think so.
Yeah, go ahead and hit him with that world premiere.
Let me get my fan and my water.
What happened to the coat?
Hey, that's gone. I drank all that during Play Fight. I drank all that while I was listening to the other song. So.
Okay.
Hold on. Y'all think I'm playing? I really am finna get some water and ice. This nigga got the fan. K-Wise has been lost his mind over this nigga standing in the corner with the fan on him. So because I weigh 125, I don't need no air, huh? Oh, I don't need no air. I'm not tripping.
Hey, just take just take some of that water and dab it and splash it on yourself. You be straight.
That's the visual. I'd rather you not give the whole world.
Nah, you know, but real nigga shit. What I want to know is, since we got Miss Yo-Yo on the line, I want to know, do you like to play house?
Do I like to play house?
Yeah, you know, you and your man. You know, play out.
Oh, no, you didn't. You feel me? Girl, I'm telling you, these niggas off the hook, ain't they? The chain off, the pit's off the chain right now.
Hey, you caught her off guard, homie. She like, what? Okay.
Yeah, but
that was the last thing
I
was expecting. Like, normally, yeah. I'm the one asking the questions.
Nah. Right. We going, oh, thank you for the water so much.
Oh.
Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that part.
Yo-Yo, the topic of the day is what turns you on and what turns you off.
Yes, Yo-Yo, you're not finna get away with it because I know before the show is over, they're going to catch me slipping too. You got to answer this question. You got to answer
me.
Do you play house? She knows she play house. She just said she's taking care of kids. She done played house at least once or twice, no?
My kids are all by the same father. Unfortunately, he's my ex-husband, but it's whatever. But
oh, no, no, never said, unfortunate. Never unfortunate, girl. That's fortunate for you.
I've done the playhouse thing, and I'm enjoying where I'm at now. I'm comfortable where I'm at. So, I mean, if the opportunity arose itself and it was right, then yeah. But when it comes to kids, you know, I have kids, so and I have young kids. I have a daughter and a son. I don't bring anybody around my kids. I'm not one of them type of females. So if it was coming down to playing house, it would have to be some serious house. Like, dude would really have to set the game up.
That's what's up.
I mean, these chicks out here have dudes in and out their house all the time and all that. I don't have time for that because I want my kids to be raised better than that.
Exactly. Me and you are.
That.
What sign are you, Yo-Yo? You're like my long lost best friend.
I'm a Capricorn
no,
for the
for
fullest.
Real. Oh, yeah, Cap. That's what's up. I'm a Pisces. I don't even know if they're compatible. It doesn't matter. But that is exactly, that's something I would say.
That's
I don't never
right.
have,
yeah.
I got two daughters, so I don't have dudes around them at all. Like, only been in the relationships with their dads, and that's it. So, now that those
are
both
that's all
over,
my kids seen is their father. That's it.
Just
they
me?
Don't see anybody else.
Exactly.
At all.
Oh, but your answer clearly was yes. All that whole beautiful explanation, it was so good and gorgeous.
Oh, yeah,
it,
I mean, if the time was right or whatever, I'm saying, like, you know, if somebody came along and doing their thing and understood mm-hmm. that my kids come first, then it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no younger.
Right. Playhouse all day if nigga know how to play house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mine is right. That's where the women need to be at. They mine gotta be right.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Simon Calhoun / Randy Jackson, you be quiet over there. This song go hard
ma'am.
As fuck. I swear to God. So this the world premiere of Levi's song Playhouse. Y'all listen to the words because, like I said, my show gets a little freaky because of the songs that this guy be doing up here. So, yeah, while I drink all my ice water and all that good stuff and the fan, I'm just about to play this real quick for y'all. Okay? Y'all ready?
Let's get it in. All
right.
You can call me mama, why you show me daddy? You can call me mama, why you show me daddy? You can call me mama, why you show me daddy?
I wanna show you the reason why I'm calling you.
Oh, hey.
slow motion. Make sure you wear your ski mask when you're diving in my ocean dome. No lotions, no lubricants. So stay dripping, soaking wet. Got you.
That back up for you, but coming up. First wanna slow it down, now you gotta speed it up. X-rated, uncut. Got a sexual conspiracy. Body language be poetry. Man, your body is calling me. Damn, love you stroking me. Give it until you know I just can't take it. Money no faking. When I leave, you call my phone. Cupcake.
Turning off my phone, your body, I'm about to roam. I'ma let my fingers do the talking as I turn you on. Shit, let's do the groan, groan. Shaking the walls up in our own. Your legs up, relax your mind. I'ma take my time as I slide between them thighs. I can tell the way you like it from the look of your eyes. I'ma take you on the trip, better yet to the stars. Tell me where to go, Jupiter or Mars. I'ma hit the spot, and I'ma have you saying this is.
Y'all might not never know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? What's good, though? What's good, y'all? So, who was that put Yo-Yo on the spot right before we went to the song?
That was me.
That was Levi.
Yeah, I just have to, I just wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying,
well,
I'm keeping record of
this. Spotlight off of her. It's all good, though. I'm going to take one for the team.
Yeah, I have to just make sure I got that for the record because we got an hour left, you know. We're going to get him back, girl. Don't worry about it.
Only an hour left down. Time flying by.
So clearly you like to play fight, play house. What else do you like to play?
You gotta wait for the next track for that one.
Oh, you might as well just call him Milton Bradley because he likes to play a lot of games.
Oh, she fidget like to play.
Yeah, all right. I ain't even gonna go there. I ain't gonna go there with you, yo.
Anybody need some water? My cup still got some water. Y'all can have some of my water.
Hey, yo, Levi.
What's up?
Why are you trying to disappoint me as a fan? Why is my album being pushed back? Why? Why? No. This is the second time. This is the second time, my niggas. What's going on?
No. All right. Okay. Let me clear that up right now. It is not being pushed back. June 19th, New Identity will be out. It is not being pushed back. I just had a little misunderstanding with the label. That's all it was.
Oh, okay. I'll be seeing some stuff on Facebook. I'm like, whoa, hold T for Tom, because still trying to get it there.
Nah,
so for the record, it's coming out June 19th?
Yeah.
If it don't come out June 19th, I'm going to be in Texas.
Yeah, mob his ass. Pack him out if he don't drop that.
I'm going to be in Dallas-Fort Worth International, whatever the hell the name of that airport is called. I'm going to be there.
No, you got to just steal it, girl.
It's going to be some furniture movement in Texas if I don't get the album on June 19th.
That shit sounds serious. Like,
I ain't worried about it.
Playing. Oh, wow. He not worried about it. Well, okay. I'm just telling you, I'm going to play this show back for you. She clearly said we don't got this. That shit ready, nigga. She yanking her ass.
The album is dropping as scheduled, so, you know, calm down.
All right.
I'm calm down. Until June 19th.
June 19th.
Okay, we got that. Now, Yo-Yo, from a woman's perspective, I'm not putting you on the spot because, you know, this is just the topic of the show. Happens to be what turns you on. Like, what's your turn-ons and what's your turn-off? Name, like, three of your major turn-offs.
Things
you just can't stand.
Things I can't stand. I can't stand a nigga on the block.
On
a nigga that sags his pants, and a nigga that blames the white man for everything.
No blocks. So she said, no niggas that just hang on the block. And then what else she say?
A nigga that sags his pants.
Oh, Lord. And then what else?
And a nigga that blames the white man for their downfall.
For everything. What you know about a nigga blaming the white man for everything and they half white? What's wrong with you? You blaming your mama and your daddy? You blaming your own people? What? It's not the white man ain't even in office no more. Like, they ain't history. What are you, serious?
Serious. They blame the white man for everything.
What about my turn off is these niggas out here that's like, fuck Obama. He not even black. Well, what is he? Can somebody tell me what Obama is?
Last I checked, if you were of any type of color other than white, you was black.
Then you are.
I'm just
color.
Saying. I could be wrong.
Sorry, I don't like niggas that don't realize the accomplishments that our race has made. I don't like that. Somebody got on my page earlier this week and was like asking me the dumbest question. Like, well, if karma. For real, I got to make his voice sound like that. If karma is real and nigga everybody back, why the white people haven't got karma for slavery? Nigga, I bet you took a minute to think of that.
Okay, first of all, they already got it. They already got it. We got a black president.
Right? I said, where you been? You been in the pen. You don't know what's going on out here.
Period,
I think
you
said when they gonna get their karma. Duh, it's a white man in office. You know how many, it's a black man in office. You know how many white people is, like, real mad?
Uh-huh.
They be mad dogging me out here. I live in white people land. They be looking, and I'm dark-skinned, so you know they be looking at me all crazy.
But they don't get it. He's representing white and black. Like, he's trying to put it together, come together as one.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Clearly, there's a show coming out that said Black America. Don't you be trying to say he represents no white nothing.
His mama is pure white and his daddy is black. So
not, but that don't mean nothing. That means absolutely nothing to me. We still have a black president. We still have a black president.
Let's rewind that.
He has black in him. He's black. He's half white, half black.
No, he doesn't have black in him. He doesn't have black in him. He's a multiracial, not biracial. He's a multiracial human being. And anytime, see, the white people, they like to reverse shit. First of all, they told us that if we got this much black in us, then we black. Then all of a sudden, when it's to our advantage, now we got black in us. No, it's either or. You a black motherfucker or you not. that's just how I look at it. That's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get raised around black and white. I got raised around black and Mexican. So it really didn't matter. It was brown against black. I didn't understand what was the point when we have a bigger battle to be worried about. But that's just how it was where I grew up at. You feel me? If you got black mixed in you, you're black. That's There is no, oh, well, I'm going to check off white on here. For real. And when you show up looking like Dave Chappelle and not and not like Jim Carrey, then what?
Nah, people must not really be paying attention to the words I'm spitting, and when it rains, it pours. Black people have 10 times more struggle than the white man.
That's true. Well, I'd be listening. The MKD ain't.
Oh, come on.
You wasn't listening.
I'm just saying the fact that he's big ass white. It doesn't matter. He's black. Yeah, he's black. He's white. But he's representing us. Or at the end of the day, he's representing us. But you gotta know at the end of the day, he's not racist. He's trying to bring us all together. I used to be racist. I used to walk down the street and go to the movies. I used to go down there and be like crack. But just the simple fact is, he's trying to bring us all together, try to make something better, and that's it.
If that's the case, let me ask you this. Hold for a second. I got a question for you. If you had a quote-unquote friend, associate, somebody in your circle who was half black, half white, but looked more white than black, and they called you a nigga, how would you feel?
I'm hiding from me.
How would I feel if he looked straight white and he got black in him?
Yep.
See, if he's in my circle, and I know him for my whole entire life, he could call me nigga because I know he got black in him. But if it was
I'm
any
calling
other
you a liar right now. I'm calling
no,
you
I'm
a
serious.
Liar.
I'm serious.
Right
I'm serious.
Now.
I'm serious.
I'm
serious.
Calling.
And God handled
my
Bible.
Right here,
if,
right
if,
now.
If he was here, give me a Bible right now. If that was my nigga and he was to the death to die right here, and I know why he is, and that's my nigga, he could say, what's up, my nigga. But anybody else that I don't know, and you're white, I'm not going to accept that. That's a whole different thing. But I don't have no white friend. So if any white motherfucker come around me and say, nigga, I'm stopping the brakes right there and let them know, no, it's not going down like that because I don't know you. See, that's the difference, see? Like, come
me,
on.
Me, I'm just a big weirdo. Be it that, I don't know, I'm just really, I don't care. That's not my battle. I don't really care. Call me, hey, what's up, nigga? I don't care. I'm not finna make it my fight. Like, did you just call me a nigga? I don't give a fuck.
Now, look,
I have had white people call me out of my name, and so I have to let them know.
Making
business,
their ass
you know?
But when
we sitting in a common surrounding, it's like, get over that. It's not that serious no more.
Nah, I mean, my whole deal is, if a black man is still getting upset with the word nigga, then it's just really ridiculous because the simple fact is, half of the days we got white people trying to be black, we got black people trying to be white. It is what it is.
Right.
If a white man walk up to you and call you nigga, N-I-G-G-A, he just basically, you know, what's up, partner? What's up, homeboy?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if he call you nigga,
I don't mean it.
You know what I mean? It's a different story. But at the same time, instead of reacting because you giving him what he wants, he wants you to react. Shit, you look at him, be like, shit, what's up? You be like, shit, what's up, nigga? You know what I mean? Because they're not going to know how to take it when you call them that or when you call a white person a cracker, just like you call a Mexican a wetback. It's just a terminology. But people nowadays in our generation, they taking it too hard. They are taking it way too seriously. Yeah, first of all, we not slaves no more, you know what I mean? So black people, young generation need to stop looking at it as, oh, well, the white man is doing this. Okay, but at the same time, the black man is doing it too. So we both are at fault about it. Ain't no certain race about...
Exactly, ain't no one race at fault for all of this. Everybody has their part in this whole thing.
You know what I mean? Because me personally, I have... You know, I have a white best friend. You know, one of the dudes I'm closest to is my neighbor, and he's white. You know, he asked me, matter of fact, earlier today, he's like, do you get offended when you hear the word nigger? No, not really. He was like, cause I just really just don't like it. I'm like, shit, do you get offended?
White people are the ones that don't like that word. To be honest, most of my white friends don't like that word compared to my black friends.
I mean, that's just like back in the day. They didn't call us niggas. They call us colors. But the funny thing is, how can you call us colored when we stay one shade? You know what I'm saying? Black people are one shade. When, you know, when as a white person, you know, when you get mad, you turn red. When you get cold, you turn blue. When you get sick, you turn green. When you, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute. And when they get tan, they turn our color. Leave that out.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Exactly.
Oh, and they'll pay $1,055,000 to turn our color.
Right,
they
exactly.
They go to the damn tanning salon all day, every day, spend
right.
their whole life savings on that.
Right.
Then they want to put weave in their hair, Botox in their lips.
Exactly.
Oh,
they want skin cancer and all that just so they could be a nicer, darker tone. That shit is sad.
Hey.
I couldn't get a tan if I wanted to. I'm already tan as hell. I want to play some music. I know what I'm going to play. Y'all going to be surprised. This is what I like to do.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm finna sign off because mommy just walked in the building. I got to spend time with my moms. So, y'all be easy. You know what I mean? Marley B, hit me up. Yo, hit me up. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Song. You didn't even listen to my one whole song.
Oh, I already know I'm here. Just email it to me, girl.
All right.
Y'all
be.
All right,
be safe.
Yeah, y'all, that was Levi Stead in the building. Came through to show some love on Marley D's show, What's Good Wednesdays. I'm going to play this song because, yeah, people know what's up. This is how I feel right about now.
Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
body.
Girl, like he won't touch it. Girl, like he won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like he won't touch it. Girl, like he won't touch it, babe.
What y'all know about that right there? Y'all know, I'm not even going to tell y'all who that was. I'm going to just leave it a mystery, you feel me? That song right there was called Touch. You like that? Aw, damn. Did my switchboard just light up real quick like a Christmas tree? Caller 5596.
You taking Hump Day to a whole nother level.
Yeah, that was my... Hold on, I almost gave it away. Look at me, in my mouth. Caller 5596. What you know about that? First, you got to tell me your turn-offs and turn-ons. Then you got to tell me what you thought about Playhouse. Then you got to tell me what you thought about Touch. Caller 5596.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey,
my turn. Huh?
Who's this?
This is Leah from Long Beach.
Hey, what's good?
Nothing, just chilling, hanging out, listening to your show. It's the first time I've ever called, so.
Cool, I always have a first-timer every show. Welcome to What's Good Wednesdays with Marley B. I do this, you know, 5 to 7 every Wednesday. Make sure you do tune in, that's crazy. Make sure you do tune in every Wednesday, because every Wednesday I got something popping off. We just had Levi Set on out of Houston, Texas. He's dropping his album next June. And we got MKD on. We got the homegirl Yo-Yo on. And me. So now you.
Hi, y'all. Hi.
What's good, Leah? How you feeling over there?
I'm good. It's cold. It's chilly. So.
Okay. Well,
it's cold in Long Beach?
Yeah, it's overcast, and it's been crazy all day. But I've been waiting for this weather since summer, so.
Yeah, we have too. We ain't getting it yet, though.
By the way, yeah. that's my longtime friend. I went to high school with this lady. I've been knowing her for 15 years. I told her about your show, so she's been tuning in faithfully
on
Monday. And then, you know, I told her, you know, you be doing your thing. You know,
I didn't even know you guys existed. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know, but I like it. It's so, there's no commercials. You guys are funny. So.
Nah, no commercials. I am the commercial.
I'm
going to do my every college commercial.
You got water. You got fans.
Yeah. Oh, no, honey. Usually y'all be having the strawberries, the chocolate, the wine, the liquor, the guys. The girls? No. Okay. Usually it'd be popping, but, you know, I'm turned down today. I had dedicated the show to Levi today so he could get his new song out there. I'm gonna play it
again.
Yeah,
you need to link that onto your page so they could get on, and I'll link it to my page. And then they could listen to it, like, personally.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. What's up. I got another caller. Y'all, you can stay on, too. You don't got to hang up. But I got another caller. I want to let him on because I just know he got something to say. 0644. And y'all know who it is already.
What it do, Marley B? What it do? What you already know? This your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the ATL. Already. You already know.
What's good, Mr. Pills?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Feel tight?
Man, I know. I'm glad you're in here. I'm glad you're in here.
Hey, man, you know what it is.
So
and to answer that, you know what I'm saying? My turn off is a female that always asking for something, you know what I'm saying? And don't ever want to put in work that, you know, get with her. And my turn off is an independent woman, no doubt. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you wrote, that's how I go down, you know what I'm saying? A woman that don't need a man you already know, strictly for the ladies,
yep.
I salute, you already know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, to the touch, You already know that's my song. I was over here jamming. I'm on Touch Your Yo. Oh, hell yeah. I love that song. You already know.
You talking about Touch, yeah. Hey, I wonder who that
and the playing house part, you know what I'm saying?
That shit gold, huh? You like Mr. Pills? We like Mr. Pills is like twins in the head. We like, nigga, that shit right there after the show.
Hey. Yeah, that's
man, this shit ain't ABCs, nigga. This shit ain't ABCs.
Hey, already.
This shit is etymology. You feel me?
Hey, for sure. But you know what I'm saying? When you play a house, make sure, you know what I'm saying, play with some fruits and, you know what I'm saying, and some whipped cream and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, already. So basically Mr. Pill's turn on is to use edible things in the bedroom. Now, okay, we
touch
got that noise. Edible things. Clearly my turn on is touching, so.
I growl at them.
I don't like all kind of people to touch me, but that one nigga.
You don't want to do a DMX on him, right?
Hey, get that fine wine. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I'm gonna be on some Hennessy, so shit.
I don't do the barking. And if a nigga start barking at me anytime, at any moment,
that's
I'm gonna
enough.
Throw that
that's...
nigga a Scooby snack and tell him to get on and mace his ass. I might mace your growling ass. First you do a growl. You growl? What you do? Is that
growl? What about the joy from the mouth?
Wait, but you know, I got a freaky side, so, you know, I might turn around and be like, what are you growling at back there? But it's okay.
Especially some pretty ass toes, you know what I'm saying? Some pretty ass toes, man. God damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a couple
of turn-ons, but I don't think I should bring those up on air.
I'm getting beside myself. How's it going, Marty D?
Beside yourself. Boy, get into yourself. Don't be beside yourself. don't have no hard body experience on my show.
Hey, what's Leah? What's her turn-off and turn-on?
Leah, where you at?
I'm here.
All right, Leah, let me go. Now, as a female, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs? More on the sexual side, because we could all be like, ooh, long as he's smart. No, I want to hear something better than that. That's what I started off with.
They got to go hand in hand. My turn-ons and what I like in a man have to go kind of go hand in hand. You know, someone that's kind of checking up on you, making sure you're doing all right, you know.
Yes, I love that type.
Goal-oriented, you know, all of that. But, you know, playing with my hair, bite on my neck, you know, that kind of helps, too. So. A turn-off is too much, too fast, lazy, unresponsible, you know. That's not going to apply to me, so. Especially the too much, too fast. You know what I mean? There's some guys that just want to put it all out there on the table as soon as you meet them. And it's just like, dude, like, I need to know what's going on in your head before you show me everything else. You know what I mean? Like, especially pictures. I'm good.
I like to
be chased, and I like to chase, too. So.
Dude, I like to run.
It's
90% mental and 10% physical. Yes, sir.
Well, fuck the mental part. 10% of the time, if that's the case, man, I like to be. I like to be chased because I'm running. I am running. I don't know about these females that's like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. Come here and just hop in on it and do that. I'm going to run. First.
You ain't catching me.
When you catch me,
Why must I be like that? Why must I chase a cat?
I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. I don't know what animal I am, you guys. But yeah. Y'all didn't even let me do my Everest commercial.
What you wanted to do?
No, I said I didn't get to do my Everest commercial. I will after the next song. I mean, my Everest College commercial. Man, y'all don't even know. Kevin Hart thought he was funny. By the way, shout out to Kevin Hart. Y'all thought I was going to let the show go by.
I knew, though.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know. The shout out ain't as big no more. You feel me? But my next show next week is going to be something along the lines of how do you know when you're in love, you feel me? So I'm going to need y'all to express that.
I'm going to shut up.
Leah, you heard me. Thank you. Yeah.
What?
Over there. Next week, nigga. We got another caller on. I feel like I know the number, but I don't. Well, caller 9460. Damn, you was on hold for 15 minutes. Thank you for holding on for a long time.
Hell yeah, I was on hold for 15. What's happening, Marty? This your boy Quill, man.
My brother, wait, you not old. My little, well, you bigger than me. My little big brother.
Your little big bro.
He is on the phone.
What's
hey,
good?
Y'all remember on Dave Chappelle when he was calling Eddie Murphy and his brother the Darkness? That's me and Quill. Quill is the Darknesses. I mean, we are so bad. When we get together, we be clowning people. We still got some more stuff to ask God forgiveness for, clowning people like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, you know, I'm in the studio working, trying to get my camera back right now. You know, got these little baby bullies, little pits for sale. Trying to get them off. Trying to get my shit back.
Oh, so this means you gonna pay me a third because you advertising this shit on my show. That's true, cause I don't want one of the pits. I don't want them. I just want the money.
How you been? What you been up to, though?
Y'all like pit bulls? Y'all make sure that y'all holler at my bro Quill because he got some. They not fierce and big and ready to eat you up now. They like little
cute.
They
only 4 weeks right now.
Wow.
How
much are they going for?
A lot.
We got the boys going for $3, and the girls for $250.
That ain't bad.
You need to see these pics, bro.
What colors you got?
We got like 3 grays. We got 2 fawns and a gray and a white. Gray and a white girl. They all have like 3 blues, like 4 blues and 2 fawns.
Hey, you got the shots and the paperwork?
Yeah, we just gave him the shots yesterday and the paper. We got all that.
You on Facebook Quill, right? This too.
I'm gonna do my Everest College commercial.
Will I am
y'all
on
Facebook. Y'all don't be quiet.
Hell yeah, we're gonna top that up.
So, yeah, y'all click up real quick. I'm going to let any of my callers, you know, that's ready to go, like, drop. Y'all can hang up if y'all want to.
I'm about to
let Levi back on. Caller 9, caller 619. I'm such an asshole, ain't I? Damn, you motherfuckers really going to hang up? I was just playing. Caller 9619. You on live with Marley B. They really going to hang up, too. Thank you.
Who that?
What's happening? It's your boy Levi the King. I'm back on this motherfucker.
What'd it do?
Aye.
He came back to make an encore.
Encore. Really?
Yeah.
We was just talking about my turn-ons, how I like to run and be chased.
You know your turn-ons and
turn-offs. Huh?
I said I already know your turn on and turn off, girl.
Oh! Yeah, play with it. That's like, whoa. That's what's up.
Really?
That's what's up.
Really?
Your turn on. Really? Turn off.
really.
Don't tell nobody, because it make it easy for the next man.
He not.
He's not.
He
better not
tell nobody.
Hey,
it ain't never
going to
be easy for the next man.
I don't even have that word in my vocabulary, the next man. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
You going to put all them boys.
From what Marley been telling me, I hear she done recently became spoken for. Ain't tell nobody.
Yeah. Recently, yeah.
Encore.
Marley smiling hard. Where's she at?
You need to put on some of that pit of pendergrass for her.
I know somebody that sounds better than Teddy Pendergrass in my ear.
Uh-oh.
You better be quiet, or I'll be making them sing on air to me.
You is not gonna put me out there like that, man.
Yeah. You play with fire, it might get hot up in here.
Oh.
Might get hot up in her.
Oh, it's getting that way.
Is it?
Uh oh.
He knows all my turn ons and off. Yeah, after the show, I'm going to have to ask you about those after the show.
Turn them off like a light switch.
Mr. Pills. Mm.
Mm.
He need a straight soundtrack like, yeah, okay, go ahead. Turn on like a light switch.
Yeah. And I have a vivid imagination, you feel me?
Imagination. Talking about you and orange slices and cookies and shit. I'm like, what the? Whipped cream and shit. I'm like, this nigga trying to eat a face off.
Hell
like,
no.
You
supposed to have a new heart away. Come here, woman. Come here, woman.
Mr. Pills, watch out for Mr. Pills, y'all. He's crazy.
Oh, man, I'm
Nah, but I love Mr. Pills because he likes my song,
man,
Touch.
I just like to have fun, you know what I'm saying? I am who I am, you know what I'm saying? My music speaks for itself, and, you know, I applaud everybody doing what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Straight up, already. I'm going to get a tattoo that say already. It's just so fun. I wonder where I could get it.
Hey,
that's another turn on of mine. Tattoos. I didn't used to like them growing up, but now that I'm tatted up, shit, I love tattoos to death. They are so sexy. What y'all think, Leah?
Let me find out what they're gonna say.
You know, you got the ice cream cone on the face. I'm cool off of that, but yeah, my tattoos are fun.
Oh wow, who did that? Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane, girl, he don't even use Carmex. You know he don't got it all. He got ice cream on his face. That's the least of his worries. His lips are going to fall off in the middle of a concert. They look like they hurt. I love, hey, Gucci Mane, I love you, but get some this Carmex, bro.
You know what? Real talk, I got to touch on a serious subject. I applaud any underground nigga that is doing real shit.
Yeah, right.
I applaud any nigga that's doing real music. You know what I mean? Because
who
you know
is this? All these country accents?
Nah, this that boy. This Kane right here.
Real talk,
you know what I mean? In the game, now we got what we call down south. We have a new bracket of rap, and it's called bubblegum music.
Bubblegum music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you, all this, first of all this dancing shit, say this shit, put shit in your bedroom, man, because all it is just one hit, you ain't going to come back no more. You know what I mean? Labels are signing niggas to one deal. I mean, they don't really care. You gotta stay versatile. If you wanna speak on your real shit, Fuck it, my nigga, speak on your real shit. If they don't like your shit, two middle fingers, fucking ass with a whiskey glass, homeboy.
Right.
That's just how I'm feeling about it.
I think that same way, but I wouldn't word it like that.
Nah, cause you know I'm what they call, you know what I'm saying, I'm the Southern Pac. I hang with T.I. and I got T.I.'s mindset. That nigga real about his shit. Fuck you in your ass with a whiskey glass if you don't like what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
And who this is?
Levi.
You know, okay, that's what's up, Pimpin. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I grew up with the nigga myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know the whole clique. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. Matter of fact, I fought with DJ Toon. So that's what the business is. That's what's up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Matt Bone in Big Country. Yeah, I did. Right. I opened up for Matt Bone in Big Country, though.
Yeah. Goddamn Jason, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn Black. Man, it's just so, it go, can't vote, so you already know what the business is.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, guess what?
What?
I went through my whole show without drinking any alcohol.
That's good.
I appreciate y'all. If I drink liquor, it's just going to make me more hot. That's not going to work out.
Oh.
I need the water.
Hey,
Molly B, you got something in common with Leah.
What?
She likes to drink, too.
Too bad I didn't hear you. She like what?
She likes to drink, too.
She likes to joint?
Drink.
What? She like what? You saying that I like to drink, too.
I could drink alcohol, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck going on, but it is what it is.
The party one.
I drink in moderation. It's cool.
Right.
But I like to drink wine. I like to drink wine and champagne, and when I go hard, it got to be like, baby, look, nobody asked you if I was drunk last night. Homie.
Hell no.
I ain't taking no more callers. It's 9:45. My brothers is over here trying to be talking about, you so great. You was drunk last night. We woke up this morning, it's new beginnings. I began to win on another day. I don't know nothing about last night.
Hey, Marley, I'm about to hit the lab up, so be on the lookout, cause another exclusive.
Okay.
Who, that Quill?
Nah,
no.
Is that Q?
Okay. I gotta get on that that Pit Bull mission too. Yup. I got to test one of them.
Well, I'm about to play your song again before you go, okay?
Huh?
I'm about to play your song again before you go.
Alright, go ahead and do that.
Alright, I'll have to pour another cup of ice water first.
And after that, go ahead and take your nice little shower. Go ahead and take your nice little shower, too.
What did he say?
You don't need one.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm missing stuff. What?
I said
play your song two times. You're going to need a nice cold shower after that.
I'm about to do some physical therapy after this.
Putting yourself out there.
Hey, that's all right. If she in tune with her own body, that's Mo Marriott.
That's what she got a nigga for.
But if Levi's,
if Levi's, if Levi's, if Levi's, Hey, if Levi's all the way in Texas, what can Molly B do?
Oh, y'all, I'm going to kill all of you. You know what? Y'all know what? Y'all
so, I'd rather have a girl that be home and wait
home.
For me.
I'm in tune with me. You know what I'm saying? Baby know who I'm in tune with, too, over there. So I'm in tune with me. I'm about to go home. I'm about to go home and get myself some motivation.
Uh-huh.
Find myself.
Hey.
And help me inform of myself.
Hey.
A bitch can get
hey.
Her right now. Yeah,
drop a big drop a load, huh?
Judge me. Yeah, please judge me.
Hey,
please,
no, ain't nothing wrong
right
with
now,
it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
We got Simon Cowell. Nothing wrong with it. It ain't nothing wrong ever wrong with it in life. Boy.
No.
Hey, I'm trying
Somebody
to
tell
gotta
tell
hey,
me.
Hey, matter of fact, that's a turn on for me.
Hey. Hey, I'm not
ring
that bell. Ring that
Matt,
bell, goddamn. Ring that bell.
Please don't
hey, ring that bell, goddamn.
Okay.
We're
going to let
a caller
on because we got like 12 minutes left, and I'm going to go 30 minutes over the show just so we can.
I like to watch.
So we can talk about
them.
This.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead. Play that song. Play that song.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Play
what?
Play that song.
Play that song. Play house.
Play that song, yeah.
Hey, by the way, that's a hot-ass song, no sense, and that's a hot song straight up, though. No doubt.
Appreciate that.
No doubt. I heard that's
I'll play
hot.
House.
Hey,
just, y'all know I'm about, matter of fact, I'm about to go play house right now by myself. I got a couch.
Yeah. And, oh, man, goddamn. You know what I'm
hey, matter of fact, call Levi's and let him talk sweet words into your ears while you on the couch.
I'm all up. All goddamn.
You know what?
All I know is.
All right, y'all. I'm about to play this song.
I have to watch.
I'm
hey, if you got a camera phone,
let's do Skype. Girl, just play the song. They can just keep going. My turn on is when people let me play the song.
Okay, go ahead.
My hands is slippery. I'm sweating. My palm. Look at my palm. Look at
oh, man.
Play house.
Dropper. Play house.
You can call me mama. Why you so steady? You can call me mama. Why you so steady?
I don't want to say you to be the one who played me.
Shaking the walls up in our own.
your legs up. Relax your mind. I'ma take my time as I slide between them thighs. I can tell the way you like it from the look of your eyes. I'ma take you on the trip, better yet to the stars. Tell me where to go, Jupiter or Mars. I'ma hit the spot, and I'ma have you saying this is
Dina Howard on there. Throw my Dina swag on there.
That's a ride right there, man. If you can't play house on that song, but you in trouble. Your ass in the
play
dog house.
Y'all gotta play some serious.
Hey, make sure you send that link. Make sure you send that link to Marley so we can get on that. That song, I like that song. Don't worry,
I got the Playhouse link. I got that.
Link the house.
Don't you worry, your pretty little head, because I definitely got it all day. So, since we, I don't have anything to say right now.
All right, everybody over here, want y'all, let everybody know who you are, where you from, represent, let your name be known, your music, everything. Who going to start up?
Well,
I think I'm going to start
because it's me.
All right, Marley.
Y'all know y'all can find me on Reverb Nation. ReverbNation.com/1 Marley B. Then you can find me on Facebook. Guess what my Facebook link is? Facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper Because that's what I do. Snipe stupid people every day. For real. I swear to God, my whole little being is just about sniping stupid people.
You need to tell us about that African dude one day, next show.
I got this album dropping. It's called Raw Beauty and Real Brains. It's the R&B project. It's dropping Valentine's Day. But, I'll let y'all know more about it. Touch is going to be on there. And a couple more hot producers that I do know are going to put their swag on my shit. And I'm going to make it do what it do. You feel me?
Yeah.
Got some big plans coming up. Topaz video shoot is this weekend as well. I got to give it up for my homegirl Topaz, the creator of this whole situation here at Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Let them know where to find you at because you're my special guest. You're so special. You need to let everybody know where they can find you.
Levi Kev, it's CEV, not KEV. You can hit me up on, YouTube, Facebook.com/ Levi Kev, the number 2, Reverb Nation. I'm open for features, producers, whatever. You can hit me up at Levi Kev Music at gmail.com.
or you can just shoot me a text at 214-893-9619. I mean, just fuck with me. Album New Identity in stores June 19th. Third album, Faded Pictures, R&B, December 31st, 2012. The movie 3 will be available probably late 2013, maybe early 14. It just depends on how we get it done. But, you know what I mean? You want to fucks with me, fucks with me. I'm going to need you to highlight that too. I'm going to need a tune beat on the album, man.
Okay. Y'all got that?
Yeah, we got that. Pills, go ahead, homie.
Wait,
oh,
hold on,
shit,
Pills.
Man, you little...
Pills, before you do your shit, I'm going to let this one caller on. They've been waiting for 25 minutes.
Damn.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that my turn-ons began to happen in the middle of the show and I needed ice water and I didn't see the caller. It's not my fault. Don't judge me.
I was about to say something. Go ahead.
A506. Who was that about to say something?
Nobody.
All right, I'm going to remember that, nobody. Caller A506. You're on live with Marley B and her friends and nobody.
Yo, what's good with it, Marley B? What's up, Bang Out Radio? You know what I'm saying? All the calls from town. It's your boy, Hocus Pocus, repping that fully loaded. You already know, to the fullest.
Hey.
You know what it is. What it
hey.
Is, right? I just got a PSA real quick for y'all, you know. Fully Loaded and Star Mob Radio presents Step Your Bars Up, calling all MCs in the 323-310-818-661-562-760-951-626-909-415, you already know, et cetera, et cetera. If you think you got flaws and you want to put your skills to the test against other MCs, then Step Your Bars Up. New Battle League is already official. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, hit me up ASAP. All battles will be recorded on video and judged by a crowd. Votes will be tallied up online. You can get at me at HPocus2. That's Facebook.com/HPOKUS2. You know what I'm saying? Just get at me. Hocus Pocus, fully loaded. You know what I mean?
All right, Mr. Pills, give us your link real quick.
Yo.
We got about, you already know.
Well, it's
1 minute.
It's just Mr., you know, PILZ, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, all that, you know what I'm saying? Mario.Johnson38@yahoo.com. And, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, Mr. Pills, and you'll find me, no doubt, no doubt. Who's drinking, who's smoking on J, you know what I'm saying?
My last caller, 4467.
4467.
Say what's on your mind. You got like 10 seconds.
It's like on God's form. You rock the show, right? And they don't rock the show. Mm-hmm. They get like on some emotional.
4467.
Hey, yeah. Hey, what it is? This your boy had that Star Mob in the motherfucking building.
What's up, Reddit? Star Mob CEO,
you know what up, why? Yeah, with the prayers for a God in the building.
Yeah, yay.
Shout out to the whole Star Mob
Star
family.
Shout out to my brother, Mr. Pills, over there, boy. You already know how we do it. Listen, party on. Then listen, this Saturday at Lancaster City Park between 12 to 3, my boy Infamous Yankson video shoot. So please come on down. You know, like I say, you know, in nice video shoot, my boy Infamous Yankson video shoot at Lancaster City Park is going down. You can meet all the Star Mob members. So we will be in the building, yes. So I'm saying,
shout
please come
out
on
to
the Lancaster
Hey, and Self X is going to be in the building, so make sure you save my boys a plate because these niggas can eat.
We already got that on the ass. We got a whole bunch of Vienna sausages and shit for niggas.
We don't eat them.
Sardines, too, on the grill.
Yeah.
Make sure it's the chicken Vienna sausages.
A little bit of you should be going
sure
down.
Make sure it's the chicken Vienna sausages.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to see a lot of other indie artists, shows, and the building also. You know?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, from the ATL to Cali, much love. You heard me. I see that real tune, no doubt.
But I'm at the Bill.
Yes, bro.
one fish.
What's
yeah,
I need a real storm. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a road trip, no doubt.
Give a dog a boat. I'm just lost right now. Y'all don't pay me no attention.
For sure, for sure. We're about to get back to sipping on this drink and handling some business. You know what I'm saying?
That was a real storm, man.
Wait.
Anybody want a song? Sure, Rob.
But yeah, thank you, and I appreciate it, though. And Marley B, and your show was great, girl. You know, keep doing
thank
your thing.
Thank you. My show was great because I had a great host. That's so wonderful. It's so sexy. Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't know. It's okay because I know.
Already.
So.
And look, Marley B, I want to tell you one thing. Matter of fact, my boy Ward Goss, he's going to save your drink, too. So he's going to save your drink, Saturday. So. So you don't
care. Tell me a dream. I am a Pisces. I'm the dreamer. I own all the dreams. I won't even buy it.
Well, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, I like to give a shout out to all my little star, my family. You know what I'm saying? Ward Goss. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? No, the fully loaded camp. I can't forget my boy Infamous Yankson right here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Infamous Yankson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No L.A. Drino, you know. I'm saying? No Marley B. I'm saying? No Lyric Moonlight.
That's
he
right.
has a graphic designer. You know what I'm saying? So, like
that's
I said, we're doing big things this year. Please believe it. We
big
will be at because this Sunday, so you know what I'm saying, popping bottles, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and going hammer.
Exactly. And since this isn't recording, I think I'm going to play my song for y'all again just because, you know, I can and nobody's heard it because when I first played in the beginning of the show, nobody was on, I don't think. So maybe y'all listen to this. You know, this would be like a little last song of the show. So when this song goes off, y'all can feel free to hang up.
What's the song called?
It's called Your Love Is My Love.
Okay, yeah, please go ahead and play that though right there, though. You know what? I like to dedicate that song to somebody.
Dedicate it to somebody. I dedicate it to somebody. They already know who they are.
Yeah, you already know who you are.
Yeah, look, me and Heather, like, she knows who she is over there on the east side, and he knows who he is over there in the country somewhere.
My love, come true.
Hey, I just want y'all to know that I already put my heart into writing it. Marley B. I'll make sure that y'all never let somebody break your heart.
MrMusic.com. You can't be sure that your love is my love.
Sunday.
ain't got no next.
Get your beats at teamrnbmusic.com.
And that's what it do right there. I know I played the song twice. I know. But I just have to spread the love before I go home and play house by my damn self. Shut your ass up. Already. And we signing the fuck out. Get to do my Everest College commercial, but that's all right. Get your ass up off the couch. Shit, all you do is be on the phone and shit anyway. Don't do shit with it. Look at me, I did it. My mama didn't want me freeloading off her no more. Shit, don't be looking at me watching you watching me. I'm going to Everest College. What you doing? All right, nigga. I don't know, Nick. That's not an encouraging commercial. That might make somebody go in the closet and shoot themselves. He might just want to tone it down one notch or two. You know? That's all I'm going to give Bang out tonight. I'll see y'all next week. Same bad time. Same place. Same bad host.